From Streamline Publishing, the Radio and Television Business Report, Radio Inc., and our friends at HispanicAd.com. Hi, I'm Adam R. Jacobson, and you are listening to another great Hispanic radio podcast, Muy Buenos Dias, from Hollywood. I am speaking today with John Torres. John is the owner and president, and I believe the head dishwasher as well, for a group of radio stations in the beautiful city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We last visited Milwaukee in August when we learned a little about an FM station doing regional Mexican programming. Well, there's more to Milwaukee, and there's una nueva generación en radio that exists there. It is Radio Caliente. And it is on 97.9 FM and also simulcast on its main frequency, WJTI AM 1460. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. John Torres. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and thank you for the...
Thank you. And thank you to the Milwaukee Bucks as well. They're having a great season. I bet that's exciting to you.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned that because we are broadcasting... a series of games in Spanish for the Bucks this season. First time we are working with the Bucks to broadcast live the NBA games this season.
There's a reason why I bring that up first and foremost. Never mind the fact that they're having a great season, but this speaks to the community and how Radio Caliente, under your stewardship, has really done a lot in terms of bridging the Latinos in Milwaukee and in Racine to the entire region. Let's start from the top. As a owner of these two radio stations, you're doing something that perhaps another owner in a Midwestern market has thought about but hasn't really taken the leap to. What led you to invest in radio in a market like Milwaukee, and how long have you been involved in this? When did this start for you as an owner? And, you know, fast forward to today, are you happy with where things are going?
Well, let me say this. I've been in the media for over 35 years. I started as a young guy on an urban radio station, an AM. I tried to break into radio and I could not, you know, it was very difficult back when I was in the 70s when I started. There weren't a lot of sports jobs, and you know, people were doing news in the afternoon. So my desire was to get into sports, but I ended up getting into news, and it's been quite a journey. Along the way, I've seen the Latino media here in Milwaukee grow. When I first started, there was the only Latino media back in the 70s, and was a local newspaper that came out once a month. Then there was a Hispanic weekly newspaper. Then a low power TV station came in. And then about 12 years ago, we got our first FM radio station. And during those years, I've been involved in radio, but I also published a Hispanic newspaper, a Hispanic shopper's guide. That was in the 90s. Around that time also, actually it was about the late 80s, I got a CP for a new television station in Milwaukee. And they didn't give you the money. They gave you the license, but you had to find a tremendous amount of money. And long and short of it was that I ended up selling control in order to get it built. And sometimes partnerships don't work out, and mine was one of them. So I had a taste in media ownership, and the thought of owning a radio station was in my mind, but I don't know if it was more fantasy than reality. But then the opportunity presented itself back in about 2007. There was an AM station that had been broadcasting Spanish music, but it was licensed to Racine, which was about 25, 30 miles south of Milwaukee, so it never had a strong presence in the Milwaukee market. So, you know, when the opportunity presented itself, I said, well, let's, you know, I looked at it. The owner had turned the station dark because someone had cut his guide wires. So his power came crashing down, and he didn't have the money to put it back up. So it turned out to be a station that was operating in distress, and it had a very, very, very weak signal. And then he lost the land that the tower was on. So it had a very complicated set of facts to go with it. So I continued to talk with the owner then, and we agreed to a deal where I would buy it as is, dark. I got two boxes of equipment, and I bought it, and we closed in 2007, which was really right before the economy took a downturn in 2008. So my luck was that I decided to buy an AM radio station that was dark right before the worst period in radio advertising history. little did I know that. So I initially got it back on the air, but the signal remained weak in Milwaukee. And if there's one thing that'll kill your business, is not having a strong presence over the metro and the densely populated parts of the city. So I had to do something. So I had a really good engineer. He had just been retired from Clear Channel, and he just said, and I talked to another consultant, and he says, you're going to have to go directional. You can't, you know, you can't, you'll cause interference. So we did some field measurements, and we found out that with a directional signal, we can actually put a good city grade signal over Milwaukee, which is a big deal because this station had been built in the 1950s, and really most AM radios had been moved to wherever they were going to go ultimately over the years. Everybody wanted to, you know, migrate to a larger market or a higher density. So, but I was fortunate that we found a way to do it, and I was able to make a deal with a gentleman who had a gospel station, WGLB. He had a five-tower directional, and so we were able to move the coverage into Milwaukee. But again, it was still an AM. So I was competing with an FM, and it's very difficult because music sounds better for one on FM. So for several years, I was reading about the potential for an FM signal for AM radio. In fact, I became aware of that probably in 2010 or 11, years before the FCC decided to allow FM translators for AM radio. That happened in the last couple of years. So at that point, I was looking around to see how this could be done. And after several years of looking, I struck a deal with a gentleman who had a station that was moved from Beloit, Wisconsin, but he got into a bit of hot water for moving it several times. You weren't supposed to really move these. But in the end, I went to Washington. I spoke with the commissioner. I had some support from some Congress people here who wrote letters and really just tried to get the FCC to approve the sale. It was a very difficult process because I'm thinking there was some opposition to this deal, and it languished in the commission for almost 2 years. And I went to Washington, as I mentioned, and ultimately I got a congresswoman here to write a letter and to say that this would be in the best interest of the city, and the FCC approved the purchase. So, So then I put on 97.9. on a big tower downtown Milwaukee and came up with a great signal. And then I said, I need a word that people can say. And so I thought, you know, my competition uses a word called La Grande, which is, you know, when you're calling people, non-Spanish people, you know, grande, pretty common word. And so I came up with the Radio Caliente, the Hot FM, basically, and very well received. I also introduced a variety of music to the city for the first time. We played more than just regional Mexican music. We played pop. We played some Urbano. And it was very well received. We got involved with promoters who were bringing in these new groups. And we introduced this format that has been very popular and very successful for me.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit about the programming side of it, but again, it all comes down to money and finance. I mean, you were able to buy the AM, which has a signal that, I mean, you can pretty much reach all the way into the north side of Chicago. let alone, you know, reaching Waukesha down to Waukegan and parts of Kenosha and Racine. So the AM signal is great. The FM signal is booming. I mean, in terms of reaching metropolitan Milwaukee, you've done it. So congrats to that. In terms of the bottom line, attracting the advertisers, making sure that you are able to bring in the talent and you can pay the talent, that takes a lot of work, and that might scare off a lot of broadcasters in some of these Midwestern markets. Okay, they know that they're Latinos. Okay, they know that they need Spanish language programming. Okay, how are you going to make it fiscally responsible? So, Mr. John Torres, obviously you had an opportunity here. Where are you getting your advertising support from that can put this format on the radio and make it successful?
It's across the board. I had experience in media here through my, you know, selling Spanish newspaper. And so, you know, I saw the change in advertisers way back in the late 80s, where they started to recognize that this was a growing new market. So all of a sudden, I was getting newspaper ads from major advertisers. So I said, this is a growing trend and it's going to continue. So when that's one of the reasons I bought the AM, was I thought that the marketplace was ready. The advertisers were looking to reach this growing and popular demographic. And that's why we got in it. And we found that when we presented our case to major advertisers, some people who have never advertised in Spanish, it's a quite powerful story. And we have densely populated Hispanic areas in the city, and you know, there are stores, and we introduced a lot of advertisers to the Latino market.
Are they local and regional, and do you have national advertising as well, or is it mainly driven by that?
Yes.
Local?
No, we have both. We have a lot of what they would call mainstream advertisers. You know, as I mentioned, we're working with the Bucks. We carry CNN News. Right. We have very good brands that are part of our advertising family. So the story is, you know, this is a growing consumer market, and you should be reaching out to them. And radio is a way that will introduce you to this new growing potential advertising consumer group.
Before we wrap up, again, we talked about the Bucks in particular and the fact that you're doing sports play-by-play. You also mentioned CNN, and given the political climate in the United States at this particular moment of November 2018, certainly news and information and being a resource in language to the Hispanic community is something that's probably more important than ever in the history of the United States. Aside from the music, how are you reaching the listeners in Milwaukee with that sort of information? Is it through partnerships? Well, is it through news?
Well, my background is that I started in news as a reporter. I was also the first Hispanic writer for the Milwaukee Journal. I worked on television at Channel 12. This was all English speaking media, but I, you know, I had the experience, and again, I didn't want it to be just a jukebox. I felt, in fact, I was a columnist for several years in Milwaukee, so I always had a voice. I always felt like I had a vehicle to present information to the Hispanic community. They weren't big subscribers to the daily, you know, English language newspapers or, you know, English language television. So I saw that need, and I, like I said, I wanted this to be more than a jukebox, and my background was news. And I wanted to have an impact because it's important now more than ever to keep my listeners informed and up to date. So again, it reverted back to my background, and my background as a newsman. And that's why we have CNN. That's why we have local talk. That's why we have we're involved in marches. We're involved in celebrations, and it's important to keep information at the forefront of what we do, because that's what people need nowadays. They need to be informed.
And I think you're doing a great job with Caliente. And that's where, unfortunately, we're going to have to end this edition of the Hispanic Radio Podcast. It is copyright 2018, Streamline Publishing, all rights reserved, exclusively distributed by Radio Inc. on Thursdays, HispanicAd.com on Fridays, and at the Radio and Television Business Report every Wednesday afternoon. Once again, thanks to owner and president, John Torres. If you want to learn a little bit more about Radio Caliente in Milwaukee, visit www.979radio.com. In Hollywood, I'm Adam R. Jacobson. Have a great day.